Well, it kills about by waking them up, of all things. Sort of like, as humans age, when we wake up in the middle of the night. Well, bats wake up in the middle of the hibernation. Because they're a flying mammal, the only flying mammal, they use up an awful lot of energy and they need to eat a lot of food to survive. So over the winter, when there isn't much food out there aren't many insects, they basically shut down. In fact, when I talked to the state's bat specialist, who is New Hampshire Fish and Game wildlife biologist, Emily Preston, she said they almost die. They go right to the verge of death. That's how much they shut down. And
When they're
that's how it's
hibernating.
while they're hibernating, exactly. So they do this for the whole winter. And the fungus, and it grows on them, it grows into their skin, and it actually wakes them up. And if they sometimes wakes them up so much, then they go out and start feeding, and there's nothing to eat. And so basically, they starve to death. It's been absolutely devastating. It's killed 99% plus of the population of some bats in New Hampshire, throughout the Northeast, really through the whole U Eastern U.S. By now, it's spread to the Midwest.
What about this bacteria is giving them hope?
It's found in nature, and so it'd be easily spread. That's part of the good thing about it. And it appears to dampen down the fungus on the bats. It's only been studied in a lab, as Emily Preston was careful to point out. It's only been studied in a lab. It's only been studied on a relatively small number of bats. It's not clear whether it works widespread on all colonies, or if so, how well it could be actually be applied in the wild. But it's the first time they found anything that seems to slow down or even reverse the growth of the fungus on the bats.
How is the bat population in New Hampshire now? Is it on the rebound?
No, it's not shrinking as fast anymore, probably, is about the best you can say, which is actually not too bad, because a couple years ago it began to seem like we'd lose pretty much all our bats, and apparently that's not going to happen, although it still is a little uncertain. There are populations of bats, in particular in New York State, which is where white nose was first found in this continent, and in Vermont, where it hit early, there are populations of bats that are still living in areas that are completely covered with white nose. And one of the other signs of hope above and beyond having a bacteria that can fight the disease is maybe it's possible for some bats to survive and to pass on some kind of gene or trait that would allow other bats to survive. So natural regeneration. One possibility is that these are just greedy bats, and so they eat lots more during the fall than the other bats do, and therefore when they wake up during the hibernation, it doesn't quite kill them. If that's the case, that doesn't sound like a terribly hopeful sign, because for one thing, it's probably not genetic, so it wouldn't be passed on to other generations. But who knows? Anyway, so that's another sign, a very small sign of hope.
And how will scientists try to determine the health of the bat population going forward?
Well, that's a tricky one. So New Hampshire doesn't really have caves because we have the wrong geology. We have 11 official what are called hibernaculum, which is a place that bats gather to hibernate over the winter. And usually those are in caves, and in New Hampshire they tend to be in sort of in rock piles and things like that. Those hibernaculum is where the population went from 4,000 down to 40. But there's other bats flying around, particularly the little brown bat, which is a species name, and the big brown bat, which is another species name. Not very clever species names, I have to say. They don't live in hibernaculum. They live in barns and houses. In fact, I used to have some in my barn, and I haven't seen them in a number of years. I have friends in their barn. There is a population of bats. I'm not quite sure which population, which species it is, that seems to have returned. So it's not clear how many of those are out there. There is a program that New Hampshire Fish and Game is running, asking people if they have some of these populations in their in an old building, an old outbuilding. You can actually fill out a form and try and keep an eye on it and count them and help them keep track of it. You can go to the New Hampshire Fish and Game website and hunt that up. It's called the Bat Tracker.
And also you write in your column that scientists are starting to use echolocation as well as a way to track these bats.
We're doing some of that to try and get a population estimates, but it's really, really rough, which makes it one of the reasons why it's so hard to say whether the population is still declining, has bottomed out, or is maybe even on the rebound.
That's David Brooks, the author of the weekly Granite Geek column for the Nashua Telegraph and the geekiest of all the geeks at graniteGeek.org. David, thank you very much.
Always my pleasure.